praise the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Tuning in with us this morning. I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, in the living room, bedroom, kitchen, why don't you put your hands together with us as we listen for the Lord and worship.
Yeah.
Right on time. I've sure been sick, and I couldn't get well, but he hit my body, and I can tell that it's
I'll make it.
Hallelujah.
Get up and say, fire!
mercy.
Toward
us
for your goodness.
Oh, yeah.
We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord.
And your mercy.
Toward
us. Toward
us for your goodness.
For
your
goodness.
You've been real good.
And
you've been so merciful.
Toward us.
And we say thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Good morning,
Hallelujah.
Church. Today's responsive reading is coming from Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they ask? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Amen for the reading of his word. Let us now go together to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to first of all just thank you for a beautiful day, Lord, and for a beautiful weekend that the sun is shining. We want to thank you for every blessing that you have given us. Even in times of trials and tribulation, if we just look hard enough, we can see the blessings, Lord. And we thank you for the blessings that you have given us today. Lord, we pray that we continue to lean on you no matter what the season. We pray that we continue to see you in our hills and in our valleys, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we continue to have faith in you, to have hope in you no matter what is going on. And Lord, we just today continually ask that you bless us, Lord, especially for those who need a special blessing from you today, Lord. We lift those that are affected health-wise by COVID, financial-wise by COVID, whatever be the case, Lord, we ask that you bless them, Lord, that you reveal yourself to them in a mighty way, Lord, today. And Lord, we want to lift up today's service. We want to lift up our pastors and pastors all over the nation, Lord, that you give them a mighty word, Lord, that you speak to them to help their people get through these times, Lord, to give them hope and encouragement, Lord. And we also ask, Lord, for a special blessing for all those frontline workers, the nurses, the physicians, all those who are risking their lives so that we continue to have freedoms and that we can continue to live a normal life or however what they are doing to bless us, Lord. I just ask a special blessing on them today, Lord. Lord, as always, we pray to remain faithful to your word and faithful to your kingdom. And we thank you for every blessing, especially your grace, your mercy, and your son who you sent that we would not have to face the consequences of sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Again, we want to say good morning to all of you. We're so thankful to God that you've chosen to worship with us. And we just want to say we appreciate you. And we see you all watching. And we appreciate the encouragement. And we thank you for your responding, even to the preaching of the Word of God. We're gonna come and sing one more song. And then we will receive a message from our pastor. And we thank God for our pastor, amen, who weekly is bringing us a relevant word, good practical preaching, something that we can apply. We can walk away knowing what we can do to apply the word of God to our lives. And so we are so thankful. Again, thank you for worshiping with us. And happy birthday, Tracy Fellows had a birthday the other day. I think he's about 70. So we're going to come, we're going to sing this song that says, "One More Day. The Lord has blessed us and he's kept us." And I don't know about you, but I thank God for another day. Amen. Just one more One more day. The Lord has blessed us. Wish I had somebody to help me say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One more day that the Lord has kept us. Right now I'm singing, what a privilege it is to be here. Everybody thank God for one more day. Oh, what a privilege.
Oh, what a privilege.
It is.
Just to be here.
In this place. One more day.
One more day.
So, He blessed us. And
He kept us together.
One more day.
I'm
glad to be here. One more day.
Oh, what a privilege it is.
Just to be here. Right here in this place.
Let's
say it again.
He blessed us.
Kept us together. One more time.
He blessed us.
And He's kept us together.
Hallelujah.
Let's receive our pastor as he comes to share the word of God with us.
He blessed us. He kept us together. He blessed us. He kept us together. Oh, He blessed us. He kept us together. Gonna make it personal. He blessed me. He kept me together. Whole lot of folk falling apart, but God blessed me. He kept me together. One more day. Why don't you type something and encourage the praise team and the psalmist very thankful for both Michelle's and Sister Carla. And we thank God for our daughter, Irisi. We honor God for the gift and talent that he's given to us. And Minister James Hamler, to the entire band and then to all the team that goes to allow us to be here together in worship. For that, we want to say amen. I'm going to drop an anchor at the first verse of Numbers chapter 12. In a little while, I'm going to pull it up and troll to a few more verses in that chapter, but I want to hang out right there at verse 1, and I'll peek over in verse 2 as well. Here's what it says. I'm reading from the New International Version, Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Amen. I want to preach about today. Stay focused. Stay focused. Rivalries can be delightfully entertaining. If you've ever been in a barbershop and you hear somebody talking about the Cowboys, somebody else is going to be talking about the Redskins. Because rivalries can be delightfully entertaining. If somebody's talking about Los Angeles Lakers prime time, somebody else is going to be talking about the Celtics, because rivalries can be delightfully entertaining. But rivalries can also grow to become deadly and dangerous, destructive. Remember the old movie about the Hatfields and McCoys? It became a family feud. And it was a man by the name of Mark Goodson. Mark Goodson was a producer. And in 1976, Mark Goodson decided to take the idea of rivalries and family feuds and turn it into a game show. The first one was in 1976. You remember one of the ones who hosted that for almost the longest. I think Steve Harvey done passed him now. But Dawson, who had no social boundaries, kissed every woman smack dab on the lips. He hosted it for a long time. But ain't nobody gonna touch Steve Harvey, who is the great host now. And that family feud, it's the idea of two families feuding or in a fun competition. You've got one family against another family. And when you look at the family, it looks like everybody's happy. But Michelle, I've always wanted to interview a family, because I had some questions that I wanted to ask them. I wanted to interview the family before they got on the show, and then I wanted to interview the family after they left. On the show, everybody's grinning and they color coordinated and all of that. But I had some questions I wanted to ask them. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, how did you decide on which five would go on the show? And how did you decide who would be the host, who would be the one that get to talk to Steve first? Second question I wanted to ask, if you win, how did you come up with who's going to play Fast Money? Who you going to choose to play Fast Money? Because it's evident, if you've ever watched it, that there's some folk who played Fast Money wasn't always a good pick. The third question I wanted to ask Goresi, I wanted to ask them, how are you going to divide the money? Wouldn't it be interesting to know how they going to divide the money if they win? Tracy, the last question I wanted to ask is, you do know Steve is only giving out one car. So Tamara, I wanted to know who, anybody ever wanted to know who gets, surely not the person who got in it first gets it. Because I know it's smiling, it is, everybody's happy, but I'm convinced that if you were to interview some of these families before and after, there wasn't always joy getting to that place. Because one family against another thing, against another family is one thing. But I need to let you know today, I stopped by here on my way to heaven to let you know that sometimes you can have a feud within the family, And in Numbers chapter 12, we've got a real, genuine, internal family feud. My charge and my challenge to you today is, as we go through what God is allowing us to go through, I want to suggest and encourage you, Walter, I want to encourage you to stay focused. Whatever you do, stay focused. And you're going to have to learn to stay focused, because sometimes people are messy. And when you look up that, when you ask, when you look up that word, you're going to discover it is a slang word. We're not just talking about an unkempt house. But in urban slang, messy is the idea of, there's some folk that are always trying to stir up stuff, starting stuff, creating drama. Messy is the idea of throwing out stuff that you don't really know to be true just to see how folk gonna respond. I never will forget, it happened to me one time. Somebody told, who ended up being my best friend, Todd Manning, he's going on to be with the Lord. I was minding my own business in sixth grade, and somebody ran up to Todd and said, Larry said he could beat you up. And I ain't talked to them or Todd, and the next thing I know, I'm confronted by Todd because somebody was acting messy, out of control, messy, big mouth, messy, repeating stuff you don't know to be true, messy. My challenge to you is, stay focused, because sometimes, even within the family, you're going to have to deal with messy people. And one of the things you'll discover about Moses is that he always was facing the fact that somebody was talking about him and murmuring against him. In Exodus chapter 15, the people murmured. In chapter 16, verse 2, the people, the whole congregation murmured. In chapter 17, verse 3, everybody's mad because they don't have no water. It seemed like in every chapter, as he's trying to serve, it happened in chapter 15, it happened in chapter 16, it happened in chapter 17, and that's not the only time it happened. But every time Moses turned around, the congregation was murmuring. The people of Israel was murmuring. The folk he was called to serve was murmuring. But this time, when you get to Numbers chapter 12, it ain't the people. It's folk in his own family that done put their mouth on him. The text says that Miriam and Aaron begin to talk against Moses. This was his own brother, his own sister. They were older than him, but it's his big brother, it's his big sister, and now they putting their mouth on him, and you'd never see him defending himself. In the text, when you read further, you discover that Moses is a very humble man, and he doesn't fall to this trick of having to step up and to defend himself every time somebody says something to him. And I want to suggest to you, it's a good thing. I know he's your baby brother. I know you watched over him when he was in the basket. I know you were the one that ran to Pharaoh's daughter and told Pharaoh's daughter, let me find somebody to nurse him. And he ended up getting mama and baby back together, and she got paid for raising her. I know you did all of that, but now you are stepping out of bounds. Sometimes just because some folk did some stuff for you long time ago, it gives them the right, so they think, to be messy. But I just want to suggest, I want to encourage you that I wish to God that there was a pill to get rid of messy folk, but you can't change their mind. But you can trust God in his own time. God knows how to change your heart. I want to encourage you in the midst of what you're going through, in the midst of loneliness, in the midst of living a new way, in the midst of worshiping a new way, I want to encourage you, stay focused, even when people who are close to you get messy. Why couldn't they talk to him rather than talk about him? Why couldn't they talk for him rather than talk about him? Because they wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for him. But in spite of all of that, people can be and often are messy. Sometimes you gotta stay focused because people will use misdirection. Misdirection. It was Penn and Teller. They've got a TV show on every week inviting other magicians to come and fool them. Penn and Teller understand the craft. A great musician, a great magician, will have you look at one thing when he's really doing something else somewhere else. It's the idea of getting you to focus here when the real action is someplace else. They used misdirection. They spoke against Moses because of the woman he married. He married this Cushite woman. But I love God. In the Bible, oftentimes he cuts through all the stuff and gets to the real truth. The truth is, in verse number 2, their question, it wasn't about his wife. They were jealous and envious of his role. Listen, I'm telling you, don't it sound messy? Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also talked to us? Their real issue was that they were envious of Moses's role. Why now? I don't know. Why at this point, after all you've been through? I don't know. But now they're putting their mouth on him and they're using misdirection. And the truth is, if Moses wanted to respond, he could easily say, let's get something straight. I didn't ask for this job in the first place. I was minding my own business. I was living out in Midian. In the words of folk nowadays, I was trying to stay out of the way. That was what I was doing. Every day, I didn't live in the city. I didn't bother nobody. I wasn't on Facebook. My goal was to stay out of the way. Matter of fact, I took a job that nobody else wanted. I took a job that was well beneath me. I had been raised to be a prince and an engineer, but I decided to take a job as a shepherd. And so I hung out where wasn't nobody else because it was my intent to stay out. I didn't ask for this job. Not only did I not ask for this job, I told God when he asked me to do the job, I told God that I didn't have what it takes. I didn't have what it takes. I told him I didn't have what it takes. He said, look, you're looking for somebody who's articulate. You're looking for somebody with a smooth tongue. I know somebody you can talk to, but you don't want me standing in front of nobody, especially royalty, giving speeches because I don't have what it takes. Matter of fact, I told you I didn't ask for this job. I told God I didn't have what it takes. And thirdly, I told God, please
Call somebody else. Please call somebody else. And I'm going to tell you right now that God got mad at me because I kept telling him what I could not do, because I really discovered later on it's insulting to tell Jehovah what you can't do. It's insulting to tell Jehovah what you can't take. It's insulting to tell Jehovah that you don't have what it takes, because you forget who you're talking to. Because if you've got Jehovah with you, you can do anything. If you got Jehovah with you, you can go anywhere. If you got Jehovah with you, you can stand before anybody. Somebody else wrote the scripture later on. If God be for you, who can be against you? I didn't ask for the job. I didn't have what it takes. And I surely wish and hoped he'd send somebody else. But sometimes that's how God be God. Because he'll send somebody who everybody knows ain't got what it takes. He'll send somebody else that takes them 30 seconds to get out the first sentence. He'll send somebody else that's got a history. He'll send somebody else with a history and send you right back to the place where you fell, because that's how God be God. Because when you show up with God on your side, everybody will know it ain't about the servant. It's about the God he serves. Let me say it again. It ain't about the servant. It's about the God he serves. Let me say it again. Hope you get it. Tamara, it ain't about the servant. It's about the God he serves. You got to stay focused when people are messy. Stay focused when folk use misdirection. Stay focused. And I want you to stay focused, because the people who hurt you, some of the people who hurt you are going to need you to survive. Don't miss your shout cue. Go on, type amen right there. I'm going to tell you one more time. Stay focused. In spite of the fact that people are messy, stay focused in spite of the fact they use misdirection to try to trip you up. And you stay focused because some of the very people that hurt you the worst are going to need you to survive. Come on, walk with me a couple more verses. And after they said all of that, verse number 2 closes with, and the Lord heard this. They run in their mouth saying stuff they ain't got no business saying to the servant of God. And the end of verse 2 says, and the Lord heard this. See, they didn't think God was in the room, which shows you ain't been to Sunday school, because you can't get away from God. He's everywhere operating at the same time. And it says, and the Lord heard this. Here we go. Are you ready? Well, what happened after the Lord heard what she said? The first thing the Lord did, the text says, he called them all to meet him outside. You do know that phrase, let's step outside, is a phrase that implies one or two things. I don't want to bust up the ball. It implies one or two things. We ain't got enough room for me to kick. We ain't got enough room for me to do what I need to do in mama's living room. We need to step outside. I know you saying this in front of your granny, but we need to take this outside. And I'm going to see if you'll say outside what you said inside. God says, I need all y'all come outside. He calls them out, including Moses. Wait a minute. Now this is going to get you. After he calls them outside, the text says he comes down and stands in the door of the tent. He comes down in a pillar and stands in the door. They are outside. God calls them out. And then God himself comes down. And the Shekinah glory is now in their presence and they're facing it. And in the words of my beloved mother-in-law, who's upstairs, she had a saying, Mary Alice Allen had a saying, now look at you, looking all sanctified. Look at you, looking all. Now you're looking all sanctified. What do you do? If God calls you out, and then God comes down, and then it gets worse. God calls Miriam and Aaron to step forth. You get called out, he comes down. And then God, in essence, says, I need you to step a little closer. And then the Lord begins to speak. Let's look at what he says. The first thing he says in verse number 6 is he says, listen to my words. Tracy, let me see if I can put it in a way some of y'all can reach it. I'm going to say this one time. Turn off your cell phone because I'm only going to say this one time. Get that gum out of your mouth and quit popping, because I'm only going to say this. I'm going to say this one time. And then he begins to speak. Listen to what he says. Whenever there's a prophet among you, I reveal myself to him. I reveal myself through visions and through dreams. That's how I talk to prophets. But that ain't how I deal with my servant Moses. Rest of y'all got to try to figure it out. You got to try to put the puzzle together. But that ain't how me and my servant Moses, it ain't how we roll. When I talk to Moses, I talk to Moses face to face, because he's my servant. Let me tell you about my servant, my man Moses. My man Moses, he's my faithful servant. Matter of fact, I trust him with my whole household. That's how I feel about my man Moses. Hey, watch this. And then he says something else about it. He says, Moses knows my form. Moses understands me. Let me help you. It's not that anybody can totally understand God, but it's almost as if he says, Moses gets me. There's some things Moses sees and understands. There's some stuff that can't nobody know everything there is to know about God. But as you walk with God, there's some things God will show you and teach you, and that it'll help you to understand. And then he said, and because of who he is, and you've seen him with me time and time again, I'm trying to figure out how you wouldn't have been afraid to talk to somebody who serves me the way you've been talking about him. Watch this. The Bible, it seems as if the longer God talks, the hotter he gets. The Bible says, verse number 9, and the anger of the Lord burned against them. And when after that verse number 9, then God left. And when he left, keep reading. When he left him, Miriam was covered in leprosy. Now, leprosy is a very interesting disease because leprosy is a disease that is a whole lot like sin. In most cases, it starts real small, but then it grows and grows and gets deeper. It starts on the surface, but it gets deeper, and it can easily eat away flesh, so much so that you read in the Bible about lepers. Those who had leprosy, they were ostracized, they were quarantined. It didn't matter who you were, didn't matter what your last name was, didn't matter how much money you had. If you got leprosy, you had to go live in Leprosville. It was unusual that anybody ever got healed from leprosy. There was a few who met Jesus. Another sermon for another day. But she is filled with leprosy. Watch this. She doesn't say nothing. Ain't nothing for her to say. She has been cursed. She can't do nothing because she's receiving the consequences of judgment from the Most High God. But let me thank God he didn't kill everybody. God has a way of always keeping somebody alive to pray. When Aaron sees his sister, Aaron turns to his brother and says, Lord, Moses, my Lord, have mercy on us. Watch this now. The same one who was talking about Moses, now he's got a turn to talk to Moses. I'm going to get to this in a second, but one more thing I need to tell you. The reason why God had to deal with Miriam and with Aaron is because as a leader, if you talk about the leader, then the congregation will talk about the leader. He's got to deal with sin in leadership, because if the leaders ain't right, it'll be contagious and kill the congregation. Can't you see God? Miriam, I'm getting you because you said it. Aaron, I'm getting you because you entertained it. Miriam, you in trouble because of your mouth. Aaron, you in trouble because you didn't put her in check. Miriam, you're getting ready to get in trouble right now. But Aaron, you're in trouble because you didn't tell her you can't use my mind as a garbage can. I'm trying to help somebody up in here and out there. It could be you could be in judgment because of what you said, or you could find judgment because of what you entertained. But thank God, thank God, he's a God of another chance. And he gives Aaron a chance to intercede on Miriam's behalf. Hey, hey, he gives Aaron a chance to intercede on behalf of Miriam. And then Moses turns to God. Watch this. Miriam didn't say nothing. Aaron turns to Moses. Moses turned to God and said, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. And God said, she don't deserve it. But Moses said, have mercy on us. God said, she deserved to be quarantined. But Moses says, give us grace and mercy. God said, if she had spit in her father's face, she'd be kicked out of the camp. But Moses said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Good God Almighty. And that's why you and I are here today, because somebody said, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. She went out and stayed 7 days. Nobody moved until she came back. And when she came back, looked at her hand, and her hand looked new. Looked at her feet, and her feet did too. And the whole camp moved forward after Miriam got healed. I'm out of here. Come on, Julia. I'm telling you, don't waste a good pandemic. God hasn't sent a pandemic in a long time. Get your money's worth out of this pandemic. I'm gonna see what he wants me to see. I'm gonna hear what he wants me to hear. I'm gonna do what he wants me to do. Have I got a witness? I'm getting my money's worth, and I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Not bitter. I'm coming out. I'm coming out better. I'm gonna be a better husband. I'm gonna be a better father. I'm coming out. I'm gonna be a better son. I'm gonna be a better brother. I'm gonna be a better friend. I'm coming. I'm coming out. Hey, stay focused when folk get messy. Stay focused when they use misdirection. Stay focused. So some of the people that hurt you the most, they gonna need you. They gonna need you to call on God.
Praise the Lord. Hey, right where you are, can you tell God thank you for your word today? I don't know about you, but I have been blessed and helped by the word of God. And we thank God, thank God, thank God for his word. And we thank God for his messenger. God bless you, Pastor Rasko. Wow, what an amazing God we serve. He's full of grace. He's full of mercy. He's kind. He's faithful. He's all those things that we are sometimes not. And he chooses to love us anyway. And he chooses to give us another chance anyway. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that he does not give us what we deserve. And we can tell him, thank you, God, for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment, God, because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, your grace and mercy, yeah, brought me through. I'm standing here in this moment, God, because of you. And praise you too. Your grace and mercy, it brought me through. I really don't deserve it, but your grace and mercy, hey, brought me through. I'm living this moment, I'm here right now, because of you. I want to thank you, and praise you too. Your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy, God, your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It was grace and mercy that woke us up this morning.
Yeah.
It was your grace and mercy that started us on our way. It was your grace, your grace, your grace and mercy that let us see the dawning of a brand new day. And I'm here right now because of grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy.
I'm standing here in your presence because of grace and mercy. I'm able to sing this song because of grace and mercy. And I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Could have been dead and gone, yeah.
But grace
somewhere
and mercy.
Sleeping in my grave.
But grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy. Oh, grace and mercy said no, and you
grace
know what?
And mercy.
Death had to behave, yeah. I thank you, I thank you.
But grace
I thank
and mercy.
You, I thank you.
Grace
I thank you, I thank you.
Grace
I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your grace is keeping me right now. Your mercy is covering me right now.
Grace and mercy.
Your grace and mercy, yeah.
Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy. Yeah.
Grace and mercy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Ooh.
So I really came to extend this invitation to you, you, and you. But when we start talking about how full of grace he is and how full of mercy he is, I get excited, yeah, because I am a recipient, yeah, of God's grace and God's mercy and God's favor and God's kindness has been all upon my life. And I can't help myself when I start singing about grace. I can't help myself when I start thinking about his mercy, because you know what, Pastor? I can't do nothing to earn it. I found out I really don't deserve it, but you know what he does? He gives it to me. He gives it to me. He gives it to me anyway.
Hey, hey.
Your grace, your grace. And if you're here today, if you're watching today, and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, today is a real good day
yeah.
to let him come into your heart.
A real good day.
The Bible says he wants to come in.
Yes, sir.
And he wants to live inside of us. And hey, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. And if you're watching and you decided to trust the Lord Jesus, you decided I want to make Jesus my choice, I want you to pray this prayer with me. God, I confess to you that I am a sinner. God, I confess to you that I have done wrong. But God, I realize who you are. And I realize the love that you had for us, that you have for us, and that while we were yet sinners, you sent your son to die for us. And God, I believe he is your son. I believe he died. I believe he was buried. And I do believe that on the third day he rose again. And God, I believe this in my heart, and I confess this with my mouth. And God, I'm asking you to forgive me of all of my sins. And I'm asking you to take residency in my heart, God, and begin to work a new work in me through your son, Jesus Christ, and through the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you. And if you've prayed this prayer and you have prayed it sincerely and you really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, guess what? According to the Bible, you are saved. And God will begin to work on you. He'll do something brand new in you. You'll be just like Miriam. You look at your hands and your hands will look new and your feet will look new. There's a song that says, I started to walk and I had a new walk. I started to talk and I had a new talk. All because of Jesus Christ. Let him make the difference in your life. Again, God bless you. God bless you. Let's thank God again for our pastor.
My, 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 my. Blessings and peace to each and every one of you. Again, thank you so much for your for taking time to be with us. Again, you know that we have the ability to share through PayPal, Givelify. We're actually investigating Cash App, because we heard a lot of y'all like that as well. And so we're looking forward to making every convenience so that you can continue to share. Thank you, family, for your faithfulness. You truly have been, you have been faithful. And again, we're working very hard so that everything that we do will allow us an opportunity to come back safe and to come back strong. And so we're excited about that. And so you stay prayerful. Know that when you hear from me, you will hear from me when we will be coming back together. Till then, know that we're working very hard. We're investing in the best expertise that we can find. And we're ready to even expand as we prepare to continue to bring you streaming. And so we thank God for you. You keep praying for us. Please remember, I want you to remember Brother Jonathan Parkhurst in prayer. Please lift him in prayer. I want you to pray for my mama. I want you to please lift her in prayer, and my dad as well. I had a chance to see her this week, and she was happy and funny and just having a good time, and so grateful for the beloved brothers and sisters that come alongside that are with her on a daily basis. So I thank you for your prayers. I close with this, and may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord keep you focused when people are messy and when people use misdirection to try to trip you up. And may you have the heart of Moses, a servant sold out to God, a servant not because he's able, not because he has it all together, not because he crossed every T and dotted every I, but a servant simply because God has a way he can pick anybody and do anything to accomplish his will. And may you have an attitude that you're gonna love folk who've been messy. You're gonna love folk that have tried to trip you up because they may need you to survive. Thank God that God always keeps somebody alive that can stand in the gap and intercede. And may you know for sure, sometimes we're that person that needs for it to be interceded for. And then sometimes we need to be the person that does the interceding. Either way, when you please God, God will show himself mighty and awesome in your life. Till we meet again, keep serving, keep loving, and keep striving to see all that God wants you to see, know all that God wants you to know, and do all that God wants you to do. In Jesus' name, amen.